you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Let the weekend fun begin. Well, I guess, actually, Friday night is the real beginning of the weekend, right? At least if you believe all the songs about Friday that I've played on the radio over the last 50 years, there were a lot of them. The first one I can remember was the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind. I think that was about 65 or 66. I'm not really sure. And Nancy Sinatra had one about the same time called Friday's Child. It wasn't really about Friday, though. But there were so many others. Katy Perry, George Jones, and Lady Antebellum, The Cure. Heck, even Kanye West. Not that I'm a big fan of Kanye West, but I guess the most remarkable one was Rebecca Black. Remember her? She was the teenager. She posted a song online that went viral. This was about, 2011. The title was just Friday. Again, I'm not necessarily a fan, but it got a lot of media attention. Some good, some bad. One music critic even called it the worst song ever. But you might be interested to know that she's still at it. She's still uploading videos on her YouTube page. And there are people out there who still seem to be interested in what she's doing. It just goes to prove you don't have to be talented to be famous anymore. Kind of like Paris Hilton, you can be famous just by being famous. At any rate, no matter whether you consider Friday night or Saturday morning to be the beginning of the weekend has officially begun, and with it comes the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, because nothing's more fun on the weekend than cooking outdoors, right? So it's time to break out the charcoal and the all-purpose spice rub from Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. That is about the best stuff in the entire world, people. But before we actually start that, we should pause long enough to look back at this last week, because some crazy stuff happened, didn't it? In fact, it was a pretty crazy week in politics. But then again, I guess every week is a crazy week in politics, huh? I know. There's some of you out there right now already screaming at the radio, "I don't want to hear about politics. I want to hear about outdoor cooking." This is a political talk station, and we discuss a lot of things, so we're going to talk politics every now and then, just like sports or anything else. And don't worry, I promise, we'll spend more time in front of the fire than with our feet to the fire, if you will. It's just that I couldn't help but notice some of the silly political stuff that happened this last week. Like the dust-up between Sylvester Turner and Tony Busby over a billboard. Did you see that one? Well, the city has launched a new campaign to heighten awareness for public safety. It's called Alert Houston. It's pretty straightforward. It's just a system you can sign up for to send alerts on your phone during an emergency situation. But when the city placed a couple of dozen billboards around town to publicize this thing, they used the mayor's picture on the billboard. Busby is one of the mayor's critics, so back in April, he filed a lawsuit saying that the billboards were promoting Sylvester Turner's re-election campaign and ought to be removed. Then, oddly enough, all the billboards did come down this past week, so Busby was out there claiming victory. The only problem is that City Hall says that was the plan from the very beginning. They were going to replace the Sylvester Turner billboards with hurricane-focused billboards in June, so they claimed that Busby didn't really accomplish anything at all. Like I said, silly stuff. Personally, I hadn't even heard of Tony Busby until he started making noise about all this. I mean, who is Tony Busby anyway? You won't be surprised to hear I looked it up. Google is your friend. It turns out Busby is pretty well known and respected in the legal community. Maybe he could get a job with the Texans. Sounds like they need a good lawyer right about now. Mr. Busby owns his own law firm, and surprise, he's running for mayor. Now, he did win Attorney of the Year in 2015 from Texas Lawyer Magazine. But that's kind of like Mark Zuckerberg winning Entrepreneur of the Year from Facebook, don't you think? I mean, when it comes to politics, Mr. Busby has never held public office. Now, he has supported a lot of other people who have held public office, and that includes both Republicans and Democrats. So, you know, from that standpoint, I might actually like the guy, because you know me, old moderate Randy, moderately moderate and moderately proud of it. Except, again, I hadn't even heard of him before all this, so is he really qualified to be mayor? Honestly, I don't know. It's a legit question. He might be perfectly suited to be mayor. But picking nits with Sylvester Turner over a billboard campaign about public safety seems like, well, silly stuff to me. Don't our politicians have more serious issues to deal with, like, I don't know, public safety? Look, I'm not endorsing Sylvester Turner, and I'm not opposed to Tony Busby. In fact, I'm probably more of a Bill King kind of guy. Of course, I don't think Bill King has held public office either, but I do like the fact that he calls himself a nonpartisan candidate. Is that kind of like unaffiliated? You know, I'm not Republican and I'm not Democrat. If it is, then I think I like Bill King even more, because as a moderately moderate and moderately proud of it, I must admit, I don't think either political party represents my views anymore. I mean, whatever happened to moderate conservative Democrats and moderate liberal Republicans? It's no wonder nothing ever gets done in the halls of government these days, Austin or Washington. And the billboard bickering is just one wacky political story from this past week. Speaking of Austin, Austin's talking about voter purges. More silly stuff, if you ask me. And reform for state funding of public education. Now, that's serious stuff. Oh, yeah. And the tree that Emmanuel Macron gave to President Trump, it died. We have now officially drifted back over into the silly lane. So I'll let you look that one up. Google is your friend. Because I did make a promise to you at the beginning of this campaign, I mean the beginning of this show, that we would spend more time talking about cooking. So I'm going to stop slinging mud and start slinging hash, okay? As we pointed out on last week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and the week before that, come to think of it, June is National Grilling Month. And I also promised you we'd talk about grilling on every show all month long. So let's drag out the old email bag and see what you guys have to say about it. I love this one. Randy, you keep saying June is National Grilling Month, but I have more than one calendar that claims National Grilling Month is actually July. So what's up with that? Well, I have a recording in which Barack Obama claims, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. And I've also got a news article that claims Donald Trump's hair is real, so who you gonna believe? But for fear of backing into a red-hot big green egg and winding up in another political discussion, let's just stick to National Grilling Month, okay? Yes. I, too, have found conflicting data on the matter, so I will admit to you there is some debate about whether National Grilling Month is actually in June or July. But when you live in Texas, what difference does it make? Texas winters never get cold enough for us to stop grilling, and it certainly never snows enough to make us pack away our backyard grills, so we cook outdoors year-round, don't we? Just more proof that Texas is the best place on planet Earth, right? In fact, we start them young when it comes to grilling outdoors, don't we? I know you'll remember me telling you all about how my dad taught me how to grill, and of course, I've passed that passion down to my son. But when I say we start them young, I don't just mean within the family structure. Now, in Texas, it's part of our formal education. And if you think I'm exaggerating here, then just stick around for a few minutes, and I'll introduce you to a Texas high school teacher who's taught physics and the culinary art of outdoor cooking. And his program is so effective that some of his more entrepreneurial students are even beginning to think about making a career of it. So stick around. I think you're going to be impressed with this story. It's all part of our continuing celebration of June as National Grilling Month. Or maybe it's July. Who knows for sure? The only thing I can promise you is that for the rest of this hour, we absolutely, positively will not be talking about politics.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
First timer alert. Please say hello to Tommy Copeland.
He is a teacher at Ennis High School in North Texas. Welcome to the show, Tommy.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
A lot of people in Southeast Texas have heard of Ennis, but they don't actually know its location. So where is Ennis, Texas?
A Czech community located about 30 miles south of Dallas on I-45, a railroad town that started in the 1870s, a place where they used to fill up their steam engines with water. That's how we started.
So what's the population of Ennis?
About 18,000 is our current population.
And since the school year just ended and you're a teacher, how many kids were in Ennis High School's graduating class this year?
379.
Okay, let's get started by having you tell us about yourself. Where were you born, reared, and go to school? Things like that.
A young county boy in Graham, Texas was hometown. We lived outside of town in a small farm. Fifth generation in that part of the world.
Where is Graham?
Graham is about 80 miles west of Fort Worth, and it's in the north central Cross Timbers region of Texas.
Fort Worth, I love you. I'm a native Fort Worth boy. And you say that you can chuck a rock better than most. Tell us about killing rattlesnakes with a rock as a kid, Tommy.
Well, Rocky Mountain, where we grew up, has got a lot of rattlesnakes. It's a valley, so the rattlesnakes have moved from one side to the other as the year went through. And just as a kid, we had a big old dog that always carried with us when we went anywhere. And when he got a rattlesnake, we'd pull him back, and the only thing we had was rocks, and we'd just chunk until we got him killed, and that was how we were raised.
Well, it didn't take you long to marry the love of your life, so tell us about when and how you got married.
Well, Christy went to Texas Tech. I went to Tarleton State. This was before we had cell phones, boys and girls, so this was letter writing. I spent 4 years courting this girl by letter and meeting her about once every 2 months at Graham, and she was the love of my life, and immediately after we both graduated, 1 week later, we were married.
You have any kids?
Two boys, two grandchildren, two boys there, and so my wife is outnumbered, but she seems to like it.
Ain't grandkids just the greatest thing ever?
That is the best thing. It's worth raising kids just to have grandkids.
My 8-year-old grandson spent the night with us just last night, as a matter of fact. He ate chocolate chip cookies for dinner. My wife has a sign in her craft room that reads, "What happens at Nana's stays at Nana's." You know what I mean?
That's kind of the way we run our house, too. Ice cream is open all the time.
So you have a degree from Tarleton State in ag education and a master's in science degree from Texas A&M. Which science?
Range science. I was a range conservationist with the Soil Conservation Service.
Wow. That sounds like it was either really interesting or really boring.
We were in West Texas in Big Lake, 70 miles southwest of San Angelo, and that's where all the University of Texas land is located. And so we were a part of keeping the University of Texas lands looking good.
And you went from doing that to being a vice president of a bank? How did that happen?
Just the bank president came in one day and said, "I really need an ag lender, and you know all the ranches here, and I think you'd do good at this. I can teach you what you need to know about banking." So he sent me to SMU, and I got a graduate degree in banking from SMU.
Well, you've worked at practically all the schools in the old Southwest Conference now.
Just about. I even got something from Baylor. But man, that's.
Then you went way off in the weeds and started teaching high school. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, banking changed, and teaching was always the first love of my life, and I said, "I am going to be a teacher before I hang this up." And so I went back and certified in physics. I was a physics teacher for 10 years before I became a horticulture teacher here at Ennis High School.
Horticulture? I didn't even know they taught horticulture in high school.
Not every school has it.
Well, what's the curriculum?
So I have two big greenhouses. They're about 80 by 100 each. I have an aquaponic system going in there, and that is we use fish to fertilize the plants, and it's probably be the way they grow crops on Mars. And so that is cool as it can be to watch how we have got that system running and operating. We do a lot of grafting. We work with the master gardeners of Ellis County, and we grow their plants for their plant sale and do a lot of community activities that involve planting things. We worked with one of our retirement homes here and built therapy gardens for people this year. And our goal is giving and growing, and that's what we do in the Horticulture Department.
And we hear retirement's not that far off, so no more pencils, no more books. Fishing seems to be something you especially enjoy. So tell us about that little excursion last week. You sent me a picture. I counted about 35 fish. Was that right?
Right. Two of my boys that are so special working with me and have done a really good job. I can't pay them anything, but I can take them fishing. So I loaded up two of my seniors, and they went to Richland Chambers Lake, and we had a great day. And hybrid bass were biting. We caught a bunch of 10-pounders, which are big old bass. It was a fun day. And, you know, when you go with that, we went at 6:30 in the morning, and we were through by 11:30.
Wow.
Had a big old mess of bass.
So do you eat everything you catch?
We try. Those are pretty good fillets. And so, yeah, we've got some really nice recipes.
Well, give us one.
Well, for striped bass, what I like to do is soak them in buttermilk and Louisiana hot sauce, red sauce. I'd say about 15 squirts of that with the buttermilk, so they're covered overnight. And I like things spicy. You could use a regular cornmeal, but there's a Cajun cornmeal we can get, and it really has a lot of flavor to it. Roll them in that and put them in about a 375-degree oil, and it doesn't take long before they rise to the top and they're ready.
Yeah, my wife's from Louisiana. That sounds like home to me. So do you like to hunt too?
Yes, we do. We turkey hunt and deer hunt and enjoy that. We actually own a ranch in Throckmorton County, so that we have an opportunity to do that when we want to.
Well, let me ask you again. Do you eat everything you bag?
We do. Backstrap venison is just awesome. I don't know if you've ever had that, but that is a great meal. Dove with rolling bacon and jalapeno is, and made in a gravy dressing is to really sit down and enjoy a meal there too.
On a side note, what's your take on this wild hog problem we're facing right now in the state of Texas? What's the solution in your opinion?
Well, we have them on our ranch, and they're terrible. They tear up so much that the roads are almost impassable sometimes. There has got to be a concerted effort to try to reduce the numbers. It's just they populate so quickly, and they destroy so much vegetation. It's amazing.
And I had a good hunting buddy of mine tell me that a whole herd of them charged him, and he said if he hadn't been able to climb a tree, he might not have had feet left.
I do understand that.
Yeah. The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is always about grilling under an open sky and an open flame. So I always love to ask this question of all of our different guests. How many outdoor cookers do you own personally, Tommy?
We have three at our house.
We all have that addiction, don't we? Can you name them?
I don't have names for them, but we have a cowboy cooker that's really nice. That's one we do a lot on by the pool.
Uh-huh.
And then a big green egg is just awesome to build lots of slow cooking things that we do. And then the last one is one we take with us, portable. If we go to a game or something, we want to do a little outdoor cooking at the games, we'll pack that one up.
But Tommy doesn't just hunt and fish and cook outdoors for fun. He's turned it into a learning opportunity for his students that he teaches at Ennis High School. We have heard that you've organized a barbecue cooking team comprised exclusively of high school students. Is that right?
That is correct.
Now, we didn't even know that this thing existed. Are there competitions for it?
Yes, all over the state. We have a state competition in Burnett in May, and there's regional competitions, and even some of our stock shows now are offering to have high schoolers come and cook at those too.
Well, we've run out of time in this segment, but we want to hear all about this, so can you stick around for another segment, Tommy?
I would be glad to. Thank you.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are so happy to be hosting Tommy Copeland, who's a teacher at Annis High School in North Texas, on today's show. Thanks for hanging around for a second segment, Tommy. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
At the end of the last segment, we were talking about how you have established a barbecue cooking team at Annis High School. And to be honest, we didn't even know high schools had barbecue cooking teams. So fill us in on how that happened, Tommy.
Sure. 2 years ago, the people over in Waxahachie, Texas, which is our county seat and our dearest rival. We've been playing them in football for over 100 years,
mm-hmm.
and we just beat the snot out of them all the time. But they that got the idea that they could beat us in cooking. And so they called over here and said, we challenge y'all to a cooking contest. And here's the rules, and here's the day we want to do it. So we would not be deterred by anything that Walk Statue's put together. So we got four seniors, and I said, we are going to go over there, and I know it's going to be hard, but we're going to beat them at their own game. So we have a career technologies engineering division of our school. I'm part of that group. And welding, our automobile shop, our woodworking shop, our computer technology and homemaking are all part of that. And we got the best boys we could find. And our welding teacher, Mr. Brian Harlan, is a great barbecue cook. And he had a pit that he said, let's use this. And our boys went to work on it and remodeled it to fit what they wanted to do and really had it shining. And we met Waxahachie at their place. And there was a group of people from the Texas High School Barbecue Association that I didn't even know it existed that tried our cooking and said, boys, y'all are right on, and we want to invite y'all to the state competition in May. And that's when we learned that this was something that was going on in high schools around the state, and went to the state competition our first year, and since then we have just been deluged with people wanting to know more about high school cooking. It's a large, lots of schools are doing it, big schools, little schools. It's reviving an interest in outdoor cooking, and our community loves the idea.
Well, you mentioned Brian Harlan, who's the welding teacher. Did he use some of that knowledge and expertise to teach the kids how to build their own barbecue pit?
Yes, both in building the pit and in cooking. He's a master.
So did the kids do all the work themselves, or did you and Brian help them put it together?
They did all the work.
Wow.
That's their baby. And so they had ownership in it. Now, the cooking rules are that we can't be involved in the cooking process. There is a square-off area, and we can't even enter that area without being disqualifying the team. So when they're in competition, we're not in the cooking area. They're cooking everything themselves.
Well, now, is this pretty much like the World's Championship Barbecue Contest out at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo?
It's very similar. They're given five different things they have to cook: a brisket, red beans, a rack of ribs, chicken, and a sauce that they have to make, and also a dessert. So it's built like that, and there's very succinct time limits they have to turn in each one of those items. So it's real time management to have them hitting at the right time to turn in to the judges.
And like the World's Championship Barbecue Contest out at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, is there an overall champion and individual category champions?
Correct. There is an overall barbecue champion that's crowned. And each one of those separate items has their own first place, second, and third place winners.
And we heard that some of your earliest competitors, some of your kids, are now actually thinking about starting their own barbecue business. Is that right?
That's correct. They enjoyed it so much and enjoyed the friendship and camaraderie that they put together that three of them have said, you know, let's see if we can't make a business out of this. So they're actively considering that right now.
Okay, Tommy, you're going to have to be really honest with me and remember this show can't be heard in Ennis, Texas. If they opened a restaurant, would you go eat there?
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't like duck. It's just I've killed duck, and I've tried eating it. It's just like eating leather for me. And they have a recipe. They came up with it themselves. That they cut that breast thin, roll it in spices that they put together, and jalapeno and cream cheese. And my gosh, that it's really good. And I don't like duck, but I like what they cook. They've outdone me on that. I say they're the champs.
We also understand you're thinking about launching a new bass fishing team with the school, too. Is that right?
That was a bunch of little freshmen last year came up to me and said, Mr. Copeland, we want to start a bass fishing club. And, you know, I guess I just can't say no to a bunch of kids that want to do something that's out there, and I enjoy it as much as they do. And so by January of this year, we were fully organized, had earned by selling. We had a big crawfish boil, and the community showed up in large numbers, and we raised $5,000 our first 2 months to put everything together for it. So our boys, we have 24 boys and one girl who have been fishing this year. We started in September, and they had two teams that made it to the state competition in May of this year. So really, really a fun time, and great kids. They, fishermen are just by nature really good people. You can't be a bad person and be a fisherman.
When I first enlisted you to be interviewed for today's show, I did ask you to be prepared to share a favorite recipe with us, but you just went one better, and you offered an entire meal designed for the 4th of July. So tell us what it entails.
Well, start with dessert because life is short. A strawberry tres leches cake. That's a tres leches is three milks. And then I've got the recipe posted if somebody wants to go through it. It's easy to make. It is a really rich, rich cake. It's past what my doctor would like me to do, but one helping is okay. One helping is okay for anybody.
Well, now let me stop you right there. You said you posted it. Where did you post it so we can find it?
I've got it on my horticulture website, but I can also send it to you if you want me to send it to you. If you have a website, I'll let you.
No, just plug your own website, Tommy.
All right, NSHighSchoolHorticulture.com, and that'll get you my recipe for that cake. That's a great cake if you've ever had it.
Do you leave that cake to your wife, or do you bake it yourself?
I bake, and she cleans, and she says she gets the raw end of the deal every time. So,
Well, I recall a good friend of mine once said, guys can grill, but bacon, that's rocket science, baby. I leave that to the smarter half of my marriage. Thank you very much. So we've had dessert now. What's on the main menu?
I like baked beans for like a 4th of July meal. Baked beans are really easy. I mean, I use Van Camp's. I'll just give them a plug that they like their pork and beans. The medium to big size can depend on how many people you're feeding, and it's just really simple to add to it. Just put about a half a cup of brown sugar and about third to fourth a cup of mustard. Mix that in and put strips of bacon on top. Cook that at 350 until it's bubbly. Takes about 20, 30 minutes. That's a great side dish. And then if I was going to do pulled pork, I would use a Boston butt and a can of Dr. Pepper and just salt and pepper. That's all you need. Put it in a roasting dish. You can grill it outside if you like, but it's slow cooked, 250 degrees, for about 6 hours until the bone will pull out. And that's a great pulled pork.
And please tell me you're going to include potato salad in all of this.
Yeah, potato salad. I can cheat on that one. My wife makes potato salad. I give her the crown on that. She's really good at it. Now, some people like hot potato salad. I like the cold mustard. I like the yellow. And I'll just be honest, H-E-B makes it as good as anybody in the state. If you want to just be cheap on something, go to H-E-B and buy the mustard potato salad, and you'll like it. But I've got the recipe. I can put what my wife does. It just takes a lot of stuff to do it. I was like, it's more trouble than it's worth, but it sure is good.
Well, if I don't show up at H-E-B at least every other day, they put out a bolo on my butt. This has been Tommy Copeland. He teaches horticulture at Ennis High School, and he's the coach of the Ennis High School barbecue cooking team. Enjoy your summer vacation, Tommy. Good luck fishing, and thanks for visiting with us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
It's time for our weekly visit with my other half. Well, the other half of the Hudson Harrigan Show, anyway. It's Fred Olson. Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, better half, what's going on?
I don't know about better half, but I'm half.
Yeah, that gets into, like, hey, my partner. You mean life partner? Oh, no, my business partner.
Tuesday and Wednesday, the temperature dropped. Did you enjoy that little cool front last week?
Oh, man, because I will tell you, the beginning of the week, you know, Sunday was like 98.
Sure was.
And there's that wall of water that I always say every year, you know, there's one morning you open the door and it's really cool. The next morning you open the door and I go, what happened? Called 110% humidity. And if you didn't think that you could defy the laws of nature, you can in Texas by the amount of water in the air. But hey, look at it this way. It only lasts 5 months and then we're okay. So
Well, it dropped from blast furnace to blowtorch, but it's right back up to molten lava now.
Well, you know, we've had the grandkids with us like for 10 days.
Ah.
And it's just really been kind of fun because they're getting older now. But fortunately, we have a pool, and I will tell you that is the great equalizer. And even if it was just a sprinkler, it would be a great equalizer. So they'll spend, like, remember when we were kids, they'll spend all day in this pool. They'll spend all day.
Yep.
And create and be pirates and whatever, they dive for stuff and pick out bugs and all kinds of stuff. So
yeah, there's a reason why they call grandkids grand.
Yeah, they are, because then you get to send them home later, right?
Yeah, full of sugar. Yeah, Liam spent the night with us a couple of nights ago, and he ate chocolate chip cookies for dinner and potato chips for breakfast.
Hey, I could see the wisdom of that. Well, they had potato chips for dinner last night, and Cheerios for breakfast. So, and I got the little one, the 3-year-old, he keeps trying to go, Papa, where's Papa? I'm in here, buddy.
And we just finished a couple of segments with a guy named Tommy Copeland. He's a teacher up at Ennis High School in North Texas. And he's also the coach of their competitive barbecue team at the school. They travel around the state and compete in student barbecue competitions. But he's also a horticulture teacher.
Yeah.
They teach kids how to grow crops hydroponically.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really unique program, and it's aimed at the kids who want to pursue a career in agriculture, I'm sure. But it made me think of Bev's garden. Do you use hydroponics at all?
No, we haven't really done the hydroponic thing. We just go with, prepare our own type of soil and to kind of augment that each year.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's humming. We had so much food coming in. I think tomatoes are about to hit. We're going to have, boom, a couple hundred of them real quick.
Well, I was just going to ask that. Do you need a forklift to bring in all those fresh vegetables?
Some days we weigh it, and some days she'll bring in 17 pounds, and then the next day it'll be 22 pounds, and then be like 2 pounds of jalapenos and peppers, and now the okra is going to start coming in. And just really, it's a miracle. One of God's great gifts that you can take a little seed and make something that's so beneficial and so good and so beautiful, actually. So,
well, if you need a hired hand, I hear Brian Gain is available right now.
Hey, that's right. We actually have a grandkids right now, and for them, it's such a marvel to go out there and pick. Can we come with you and pick, especially Elia, who's now 9. If grandma's in the garden, she goes, is she in the garden? And she'll want to run out there and spend time with her, because she's been in that garden since she was just a little kid able to walk. And
well, now, enjoy that while you can, Fred, because my grandson used to love to help me cook outdoors. And, and now I ask him, and he just looks back at his screen and goes, no, not really.
Yeah. Well, the 3-year-old right now, he's all about wherever I'm going, he wants to ask me every question there is. So, and that's fun, and I'm enjoying it, because the 9 and the 8-year-old, they're in their own little world now, and they're doing their stuff, and they're very creative. But the young one, he thinks that Grandmommy and Papa are just, brilliant. Thinks of Einstein.
We are.
Because then goes, we are. So they're outside right now with a pair of small binoculars looking at birds.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they have the bird book out this morning, so they're doing that.
Well, what did you think of the Texans firing Brian Gain 6 weeks before training camp?
I'm such an NFL junkie. Even all through summer, I still look a couple times a day just to see, hey, maybe we hired somebody, right? Maybe somebody let an offensive lineman go that we really wanted, and we're going to pay him almost some of that $40 million we have left over in cap space, right? And then, boom, it's the Texans fire Brian Gain. I went, no. What?
Well, I listened to John McClain on our old alma mater radio station, and he seemed to think it was a philosophical split between Gain and Bill O'Brien. But weren't they like besties?
Who knows what really goes on? Like in a family, you can look at people's families and everything may look really good. But the offseason was odd. Even though we're susceptible to all the hype about Dillard and all these other guys who are supposed to be these number one linemen, we don't know.
Yeah.
Half of them don't usually pan out, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they take Titus Howard. Nobody goes, what is going on? O'Brien likes him. Maybe Gain didn't. Who knows? But did they plug the holes they could have plugged? We don't know.
Well, now you said something there that queued up a thought. My daughter thinks it might be something outside the football realm, and the Texans just wanted to get in front of it, which could explain the timing. I mean, most teams don't make a move like this 6 weeks right before training camp.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we don't really have any facts. Nobody's really led us down any particular path at this point. But this is a team that wins divisions but never does anything in the playoffs.
Well, that's most of football.
Well, now that's true.
Or, and then most of them don't win divisions, right? If you win 11 games in the season, you think that's pretty good. You know, we're just a few plugs away from, you know, plugging people in and then getting things on the right track for a real run at something, and then boom. Because, you know, the GM and head coach, I mean, man, sometimes it takes forever to recover from letting go of either one of those,
yeah,
let alone both. It takes sometimes a couple of years to really get things up and running. So they might, I'm thinking, well, it's their plan, right? It's their team.
But they had Rick Smith for 8 years, and this guy only gets 17 months? That's a little strange.
Yeah, I mean, he did some things with signing Tyran at a great price, and well, maybe didn't, you know, not spending the money, because they're sitting there with this cap space. And we'll see what they do with that, because unless they want to keep it, I think they'd rather fill seats than hang on to that $40 million.
Well, no matter what happens, leave it to the Texans to make things interesting. Never a dull moment over on Kirby Drive, even during the offseason. Sometimes I think it's a football version of Game of Thrones.
Well, you know, it ain't boring. It's not. I guess we can give them that, because we can look at it and go, what now? Each day now, you really want to look at what's going on, what's being blogged, and who's saying what, and who has the inside skinny. There may be no inside skinny. Maybe philosophical, maybe someone else, of course, has been picked to fill that slot. And they're going through the Rooney Rule to fulfill that, and then maybe they already, you know, they got it in mind.
Also of interest to people who listen to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, June is National Grilling Month, and since we like to do that around here, that's what we're talking about on every show all month long.
Good.
And last week, you and I never really got around to talking about grilling. We almost did it again this week. But we do have time for a recipe or two. What's a dish you like to grill that we've really not discussed before, Fred?
You know, we've discussed lamb. We've discussed, of course, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, flank steak we've discussed. You know, we had the other night, we had some people over, and we had these chicken skewers with kind of this sweet, sticky sauce with it. Normally, I wouldn't go for that, but, man, they were brilliant. You cook them, and then you put the skewers through them, and people can pick them up and eat them without poking themselves in the eye with a stick. And there's a challenge there. That's part of the danger of eating like that. But it was really good, and it's something that, you know, I'm not usually like things on skewers. I don't care, but it's really easy and really good. So we did that chicken thing. What else would we do? I'm not a kebab person. I don't know why. It never all gets done right for me on a kebab. It just isn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, the onion isn't quite done, or the meat's going out, you know, or the pepper didn't quite work. But what happened? We discussed it. We grill.
Well, I tried something new. No, I didn't.
All right, I
didn't. I'm just like you. I just do the same things over and over and over. Like
I do what I'm good at, you know, and I should branch out more. Well, there's chicken, beef, pork, fish, which really doesn't take 2 minutes to grill.
My wife prefers chicken breasts because of the low-fat content, but my kids always loved it when I grilled dark meat like thighs and drumsticks.
Oh, the thighs, yeah, that's the best. I leave the skin on. If you don't want the skin on, pull it off, but that's the juiciest. You have a better chance of cooking it right because there's more fat in it, more meat.
As a matter of fact, my daughter used to call it chicken on the bone. I need to do that again. I'm going to grill up a chicken breast for Cindy and do the dark meat for me. Now, you know, as Jim Bob used to say, you done clung a craving on me, brother, so I'm headed for the Pilgrim's Pride. After all, it is Pride Month. You been wearing rainbow T-shirts and caps?
No.
Well, you love who you love, and you know who I love?
Me.
Hamburgers.
So you say, I love ye.
Well, I do love you. So rainbows and lollipops, or hamburgers, to you and Bev. And we'll talk again next week when it'll still be National Grilling Month.
Well, maybe I'll come up with something new by then. How about that? I'll work on it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.